Thank you for joining me, Astra, this Saturday, November 22nd, 2014, for Talking About You with Astra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, print and electronic tools, and much, much more. Thanksgiving is a time for gratefulness. After being involved in a car accident, being around to enjoy life and visit with others is a gift. Appreciating the simple things, insights through personal injury journey, and moments of reflection are part of the holiday. It is more important to think on things to be thankful for and release those past experiences and memories which can trap you in a circle of dissatisfaction. Yes, traumatic injuries can be a lasting memory, yet overcoming past obstacles creates freedom and awareness that one can always move on to the next level. By doing and learning this, one can enjoy holidays regardless of current condition. Does this mean ignore pain and suffering from an injury? One must always respect where you are both physically and emotionally in life, caring and understanding what must be done in order to better oneself. In this way, moving forward has a progression which enhances where you are today as moving forward and creating a better future. Why be thankful for Thanksgiving? Looking back on this past year, what do you see? What have you learned? What relationships have you built? How much knowledge have you gained? How many struggles have you overcome? Yes, the questions can be endless. Therefore, I will only ask you one more, which is, life is a gift, especially after being involved in a car accident. So, what will you do with this precious opportunity? You might be surprised at the number of people who have lost this opportunity this week, those who will not be at the Thanksgiving table this year. You still have so much to give. There is something burning inside everyone's heart. The key is to act upon it. The desires of the heart are there for a reason. Today's show is about giving and receiving, which makes life so special with an injury or disability during the Thanksgiving holiday season. Today we'll spend our time talking about bringing thankfulness out from the heart and soul into everyday life, coping with sadness during the holidays after an accident, putting your life back on track, sharing what you've learned with others by being yourself, and Thanksgiving, a personal injury gift. Place your questions and comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. You can call into the show today at 718-766-4385. With your questions, comments, or experiences. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident journey. Life changes on a dime, literally. One moment you can be on track to achieve set goals, in another second be going completely in the opposite direction. In some cases, this may be upward mobility. For others, it can be a downward shift unimaginable. Regardless of where landing, the soul and the heart will cry out. Whether in exhilaration or despair, there is something to be learned and shared. The destination may have changed, but the goal will be the same, to speak out from the heart and soul into everyday life, giving and receiving the best that is inside of us. Initially, this life shift may be difficult to absorb. I mean, don't we all want to be the captain of our own ships? Don't we want to believe destiny is in our own hands? I mean, isn't this what we often hear? Life has a way of getting our attention and changing directions. Is this a good or bad thing? Perhaps it is what it is, a new destination, charting a new path, gaining understanding of the world in which we live, creating insights into something perhaps we must learn. This type of situation typically leaves us with more questions than answers. Seeking truth of a new destiny may create more satisfaction than imagined. The reality is asking new questions, seeking new answers, and perhaps life may even come full circle. Life is rarely predictable or easily navigated for most. Living in the here and now, preparing for Thanksgiving means there are many opportunities before you. It means taking a host of assessments right now, an analysis of the struggles to overcome, an acceptance of a new path in order to accomplish new goals. Listen closely and appreciate whom you are becoming. As always, you are the most important person in this equation. Still walking this earth and having the ability to share a Thanksgiving meal with those you care about, or having personal time for yourself, means there is still something for you to do here. At times, life can seem bleak, but the lights always shine when given an opportunity. Not necessarily when we see the light in the far distance, sometimes even in the midst of darkness. Therefore, continue to think on having another chance to make dreams come true on a new path. In fact, you might still be on the same path, just taking another route. An appreciation of everyday things makes all the difference in the world. Being allowed to bring out what's in your heart and soul into the world daily is a gift, which uplifts those around you and your abilities to move into the next level of personal growth. How do you deal with losses and sadness which comes along for the ride after a car accident? Recognize life's deck is comprised of all things, the good, bad, ugly, and the real ugly. Something can be learned from all of them. Even the real ugly can be uplifting when looking at it from a perspective of understanding and knowledge, meaning using this information and experiences for further goals. Does this mean you have to like it? Absolutely not. But ask yourself, what can I get from this? What positive understanding can I take from the real ugly? Compassion? Determination never to give up? Hope inside of darkness? Yes, there are many things one can take from hard times. A car crash can be real ugly depending on if landing on feet or head first. One can be lucky enough no life interruptions occur, or unlucky with nothing but interruptions. In my opinion, both of these conditions have something to share and give. What is taken away from them is strictly up to us. Grief and sadness also have something to share. It can be a time of development in learning how life can be lived in these circumstances, a time of sharing with others who may need help in getting through the process. It might be a time of learning how to grieve with others, or a time of learning how to lift oneself up when the doghouse seems like a high place. What perspective is carried into different situations, and what difference does it make on the outcome? More importantly, is this the road you wish to go down or up, and why? In life, there are many questions to answer, and these questions help us to become whom we choose to be. Will we always go down the path which creates us whom we want to be? Sometimes this is our first choice. Sometimes it won't be. Eventually, most people will get there if continuing on and not giving up. Isn't that what life's about? The challenge, the hope, the determination, and of course, being thankful for the opportunity to gain insight from situations which present themselves. Many circumstances are unveiled as a diamond in the rough, and it's rough to get through the process, but the diamond shines like no other when successfully navigating the journey. How often do you hear talk about the satisfaction upon completion of a goal? Few feel this enjoyment when in the middle of the journey. A car accident, in my opinion, is one of these journeys. Many do come out from it better from the wear and tear, and I suspect that you will too. each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Astra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge, and this is the reason for talking about you with Astra's radio show, TV, and blog. As stated in the car accident anthem, quote, I can get through this. I support insured civil rights. I am up for the battle. I will use what I have learned. I appreciate my gifts. I will take care of me. Car accidents are surprising. Good seasons will come again. A daily quote for recognizing your ability to positively get through the journey of a collision. And I know that you can do it. Be sure to check out petition Increased Protections for Insurance Policyholders Benefit Claims on We the People petition on whitehouse.gov. This petition needs your support to successfully create a balanced playing field with insurance companies and employers for you, the policyholder. The petition is also available on change.org. 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes is available for support and encouragement. It's great as a gift or personal use, and you'll find it thought-provoking, funny, and caring. 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is also now available. You can get both of these at my site of estrasblogspot.com and also on amazon.com. Putting life back on track after a car accident requires patience and a plan. Both take time to develop, especially when dealing with loss, confusion, harassment, pain, and suffering. Realize what is important and how to proceed through this journey allows a toolbox to be created, which changes a rat's maze into an organized platform. Some start at ground zero, others in a penthouse, but the process is the same. Focus on your objectives. How can you get there? What will it take? What are the hindrances? And how can you overcome them? What is the priority? What is a reasonable time frame? Can all these things happen overnight? Not in most cases. The main factor depends on levels of injury, healing, disability, and resources. New skills must be learned in order to be successful. Give yourself time to understand where you are right now, how to organize a platform to get you there. How much time will it take? It depends on the goal. Is the goal for a season, or is it for a lifetime achievement? Perhaps, more than likely, somewhere in between. The key is to recognize you can accomplish things. Allow nothing to deter you and never give up. There will be both ups and downs to navigate. Keep the end goal in mind and focus on what is important in order to obtain your objective. Issues related to a car accident provide helpful information to others going through this process. Many corporations insuring policyholders have been in the industry for decades and know their way around the injury claim process. Many individuals filing claims have little knowledge about the battles they will encounter, which leave injured vulnerable to tactics of the insurance claim process that they cannot anticipate. By sharing what has been learned, others going through it will understand ramifications of decisions made and will not be easy prey for those who consider bad faith tactics as a fair risk due to their policyholders being one paycheck away from financial collapse in most cases. Harassment and intimidation starts as a disability surveillance, which turns into abuse by most standards, from my perspective. Policyholders need help in recognizing an unfair playing field. This will allow them to stand up, developing a willingness to place issues at the forefront so shame and bullying tactics will less likely be tolerated. Eliminating victims can only be stopped when insurers, that means policyholders, knows whom is treating them unfairly and therefore are able to select good faith insurance companies or employers. The key is being open with others to share the experiences of this journey. Greater understanding for all concerned is exhibited this way, and prevents the spread of unfair practices against policyholders who unwillingly can participate because they don't know. Yes, standing up is the only way change happens. This standing can only take place with education, and this education comes from sharing the information we have with each other. Will you be willing to give and receive today? I hope so. When policyholders put together the knowledge they have, the shades are pulled back and everyone has a clear view of what goes on within this industry. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello. Share your comments. It's nice to have a place to talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. The Best of 214 Talking About You with Estra's Countdown will begin November 29th through December 27th. Make sure to tune in and pick up valuable information you might have missed during the year. Also, Estra's TV has several videos out. In fact, there's a new video out on holiday seasons. Make sure to stop by and listen. Also, you'll find Harassment and Intimidation of the Injured, Surveillance Harassment Uncut, Disability Surveillance 101, and a host of other topics that you'll find interesting and informative. The 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is also still available, and you can find it at a discount out on my blog at estras.blogspot.com and the 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner. Stop by any time during the year if you're involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Accident Weekly Planner does make organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. On my site, you'll be able to spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with or am dealing with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Arriving safely to a Thanksgiving meal is truly a gift, especially after personal injury. Second chances mean a lot in these circumstances. Being able to share again and create Thanksgiving memories will add value to life. Being grateful to see another holiday when so many will not is an opportunity which in the future is rarely taken for granted. The opportunity to say things you've always wanted to say but haven't. The food you wanted to make but didn't. The goals and dreams in the heart of people may go unrealized until misfortune. Yet even misfortune can hold value. It may give the strength and determination to make Thanksgiving Day one that you will not forget. A day you bring something to the table perhaps you would not have done in the past. Finding ways to say thank you, I appreciate you, while enjoying their company at Thanksgiving gives new meaning to what a holiday can represent. Today, share your favorite Thanksgiving memory on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. It's nice to have something to be grateful for. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate your company. And I'd also like to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician Simple Gifts for the song Over the Rainbow. Be sure to participate in Estra's car accident surveys that are available for your input. In fact, there's a new one out called Happier Holiday Seasons. Please take 3 minutes to fill it out. For participation on any of the surveys, use hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. Right now, 100,000 signatures are needed in order for President Obama to view petitions to increase insurance policyholder benefit claims out on We the People. Will you sign it? Main Street needs better insurance protections. You can find the link out on Twitter, on Estra's radio show, and also Talking About You with Estra on Facebook, Estra's blog tips, and also on Google+. Thanks so much. The call will only be answered with your participation, so please join me in the efforts today. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. So remember to take the 3 minutes it takes to tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place, And remember, no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed the Estra's radio show, TV, and additional brands to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, USA, 98168. Thank you.